It's 73 degrees at 6:06. Good morning. I'm Eric Hodge. This is news from North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC. The CEO of the newly merged Duke Energy told state regulators it was a lack of confidence that led to the ouster of the executive that was to hold that job. Progress Energy's Bill Johnson was to take the reins of what is now the nation's largest utility. But Jim Rogers told the North Carolina Utilities Commission that the company's board of directors lost confidence in Johnson's ability to lead.
It is my opinion that an accumulation of concerns and observations caused the Duke board to develop reservations about his role as CEO of the combined company.
He said board members felt Johnson wasn't open to new ideas and did not exhibit good financial leadership. Johnson resigned within minutes after the merger was finalized last week. The six-member Utilities Commission is hearing from Rogers as it determines whether Duke misled regulators during the merger approval process. The North Carolina Air National Guard held a memorial service in Charlotte yesterday for four airmen who died fighting a wildfire in South Dakota. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Michael was remembered by his friend and colleague, Lieutenant Colonel Jim Pearson. He called Michael a courageous airman who was dedicated to his children, Amanda and Liam.
Liam wanted everyone to know that his dad died doing what he loved, flying airplanes, helping people, and saving lives.
Major Toshio Samashima described his colleague and friend, Major Ryan David, as fun-loving and friendly. He said David loved the missions on the firefighting aircraft called MAFs.
He posted on his Facebook the day he left Charlotte, "It's time to put on the Superman cape and head to Colorado for MAFs." Well, Ryan, you're not a superhero. You're an American hero, and there is nothing more prestigious than that.
Major Joseph McCormick and Senior Master Sergeant Robert Cannon also died in the July 1st plane crash. Two other crewmen were injured. North Carolina Department of Transportation officials are working on permanent fixes for last year's damage from Hurricane Irene on the Outer Banks. Two breaches along Highway 12 are covered with temporary bridges. Beth Smyer is a planning engineer with the DOT. She says permanent spans will be higher and longer than the temporary structures.
We were estimating it's probably going to be about 25 feet in the air. We want to make it high enough so that in the event of future storms, waves can just pass underneath the bridge and not damage the deck itself. So we've tried to elevate it as much as we can.
Smyer says the bridge for the breach on Pea Island will follow where NC-12 is today. She says two routes are under consideration for the lower breach at Rodanthe. Governor Bev Perdue is highlighting North Carolina's fourth-place ranking in CNBC's annual survey of America's top states for business. According to the survey, the state performed well in the workforce category and ranked high in technology and transportation. North Carolina has finished in the top 10 in all 6 years of CNBC's business rankings, which are scored on over 50 measures of competitiveness. In baseball, the Greensboro Grasshoppers were outscored by the Hagerstown Suns last night, 9-7. The Durham Bulls are off for the All-Star break, while the Carolina Mudcats also had the night off. It'll be cloudy today with a good chance of scattered thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Tonight, rain likely, lows around 70. More clouds tomorrow, another chance of showers, highs back in the mid-80s. This is North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.